In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In today's Gospel from Luke, Jesus told his disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. That parable is known as the parable of the unjust judge. It is also known as the parable of the persistent widow. In the parable, Jesus teaches the disciples and all believers that we are to continue to pray and not be discouraged if our prayers are not answered immediately. We must understand that if God does not answer immediately, God must be testing us, or God may be teaching us patience, or God may be working out a purpose that we cannot see. We must understand that God works on his own timetable, not ours. God always works out what is best for us and for our particular situation. That's what the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Our job then is to persevere in our faith in God, always trusting God in what we ask of him. In the parable, we see the widow coming before the unrighteous judge with a complaint. The specifics we are not told, but that doesn't really matter. The poor woman needed help. She was seeking justice and nothing would stop her. But this callous judge had no pity. And this old lady does not give up. No, she doesn't. Now, some of us might get the impression that if we assume that God is like the unjust judge in the parable, then God will only answer our prayers if we continuously bother him with repeated requests for help. Actually, Jesus is contrasting the faithfulness of our loving God with the cynicism and the self-serving unrighteousness of the judge. Let me be clear. The unjust judge is not in any way a good man, but a godless one who is just trying to shield himself from being annoyed. Jesus is trying to get us to realize God's never-ending love and faithfulness to us, his children. One songwriter indeed tells us, "Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, to me." God is always willing to hear us and to answer our prayers according to God's will. Our compassionate God always hears the cries of his own elect or chosen ones. The point is, if the unjust judge, who could not have cared less for this poor and helpless widow, responded to her cry if only to stop her aggravating requests, merely to rid himself of her aggravating requests, then Shall not our God, who loves his chosen people and gave his son for ours to answer our prayer when we are in need? The answer is clear, and Jesus tells us so at the end of the parable, and even the reason why he began the parable in the first place, about our need to pray always and not to lose heart. It is one of two times in the gospel that Jesus talks about prayer. And if ever there was a time when in my life when I needed prayers, it was during these past few weeks of my cornea transplant and the recuperation from that surgery. You see, for several months following the diagnosis, all I thought about was the pending surgery. And as the death approached, I began praying fervently that all would go well. And early that morning, as the nurses strapped me on the stretcher in the operating room, I said one final prayer before the anesthesia took control of my body. 3.5 hours later, the nurses woke me up in the recovery room and shared the good news with Vivian and me. Everything, she said, went well this time. With one eye bandaged and the other staring at the ceiling, all I could do was quietly recite one of my favorite scriptures, Psalm 121. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved, and he who watches over you will not fall asleep. Then I sadly said a prayer of thanksgiving for what appeared to be a successful surgery the second time around. You see, the first transplant attempt was aborted 3 days earlier after the doctors determined that a full-blown transplant was required for this 73-year-old man. See, on the second time around, the surgeons were successful because I believe it was God's will that this deacon's sight be restored so that he will continue to serve faithfully in this parish and in this community. And for that, I give thanks. You see, this past Thursday, I saw the surgeon again, and he had more good news for me. My recovery is on schedule. And he even cleared me to drive again during the daytime, giving my wife Vivian a break from being my chauffeur. Yes, I give thanks to God Almighty for all the blessings. And I thank God for you, my fellow parishioners, who continually pray for me and have kept me in your prayers these past few weeks especially. You see, like most Episcopalians, I find a need to pray mostly during crisis or when I face a problem or difficulty. But we ought not to wait until we face a crisis or sickness. That's why Jesus told the disciples about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. Some of us don't pray because we say we don't know how to pray. I have news for you, my brothers and sisters. The disciples also thought the same and asked Jesus one day to teach them how to pray. That's how we got the Lord's Prayer. So when you are struggling in your prayer life, why not say the Lord's Prayer? That should be easy, isn't it? Some of us also don't pray because we think we should only pray when we are in need or suffering. The truth is, my friends, we should pray always, anywhere, anytime, whether we have a problem or not. I like how our Jewish and even our Muslim brothers and sisters do it. You know, I was in Istanbul 3 years ago with my wife Vivian, and our chauffeur, our driver, was a Muslim. And he would stop the car and kneel on the side of the road and offer prayers anytime it was ready, he's ready for a prayer. And they pray all the time. The truth is, my friends, we should pray always. Be like these brothers and sisters, whether we have a problem or not. You see, there are several types of prayer that we could offer. There's prayer of intercession, prayer of supplication, and prayer of thanksgiving. In the prayer of intercession, we pray for others as we are instructed in James. It says, and the prayers of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. At each service in this church, in the prayers of the people, we include such a prayer. And Father Tor also asks you in the Wigley Parish email to continue in your prayers at home for those on our parish prayer list. Because we believe in the healing power and goodness of God. The prayer of supplication, also known as the prayer of requests, teaches us, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Then there is the prayer of thanksgiving. In this prayer, we acknowledge who God is and what God has done for us individually and collectively. Oh, my friends, there are many examples of thanksgiving prayer that you can find in the Psalms. You see, there is a psalm for each need or each situation. If you have a need for prayer, but you don't know what to say or how to pray, the prayer book can help you. There are several forms of prayer, and of course, there's always the Lord's Prayer. Some people may be reluctant to pray because they don't think God will answer their prayer. I have news for you, my friends. God loves you and cares for you. Yes, my brothers and sisters, God hears your prayers, and God still answers prayers, but according to his will. So why don't you go to the Lord in prayer? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.